This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you're in your car right now, or if you did some driving over the weekend, you don't need me to tell you that the price of gas is up, way up. Nationwide, a gallon of gas now costs more than $4 on average. That's a record. Of course, in some places, $4 gas looks cheap. In California, the price of regular broke $4 in April. And as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, many drivers there think $5 gas is just around the corner.
The Chevron station at the corner of Lakeshore and Mandana Avenues in Oakland was a relative bargain this morning. The cost of regular was $4.43, but it's 10 cents per gallon cheaper if you pay cash. Still, the drivers attracted to the discount hardly noticed the difference.
I think it's outrageous, and I'm wondering when is enough.
Richard Adams is a counselor in a psychiatric hospital.
And I also think in this country, the people don't protest. And until people band together and cry foul, prices will just continue to go up. And I guess the government says, how much are people going to take and who cares?
Everyone we spoke with pointed fingers at the government, the oil companies, speculators, and oil-producing countries. Retired teacher Peggy Baldwin says maybe Americans bear some responsibility, too.
We just built, you know, too many SUVs, cheap gas, which meant splurge. So I don't think it's going to change. I think we'll be at $5 very soon.
A lot of people here seemed resigned to the prospect of $5 gas.
Get ready for a crazy summer. Yeah, because I could very easily see prices going over $5 a gallon this summer.
Edward Dockery says gas prices forced his family to retire one car, and now they depend on their Honda Civic to get around.
My wife works around the corner, walks to work. I work 4 miles away. So I feel like that we're in a much better position than a lot of other people.
It's a luxury Jennifer Lipshey wishes she had. When she comes in, she buys just half a tank. Lipshey says it kind of takes the edge off of confronting the price of a full tank.
There's a station near work that's quite cheap, but there are lines. It reminds me of like the 70s, you know, when I was a kid and I remember like waiting on these huge gas lines.
Huge gas lines might be a good thing, says painter Ron Hill, because maybe then something will change. He drives an old Dodge Ram van, which he says drinks gas. Maybe it's time for a boycott, says Hill.
Everybody should just not drive for a week and see what happens all around the country. Just don't drive for a week. But something's got to be done. We got to be smart. We got to beat them at this.
As Hill is talking, one of the gas station attendants is changing the posted price of gas. In the blink of an eye, regular goes from $4.43 a gallon to $4.53. Hill turns in disgust.
What is there to think? Man, come on. Well, we're being worked over.
Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.